listening to Real World News.
Plenary sessions on final declaration of the Summit of the Peoples. Colombian activist Lida Forero of the Transnational Institute summarized some of the most important outcomes of the plenary sessions of the Summit of the Peoples and its final declaration. The event came to an end on Sunday without the visit of Bolivian President Evo Morales. According to Forero, the plenary sessions on Saturday and Sunday shared the rejection to the commodification of nature and life, the financiarization of all sectors of economy, and the financial dictatorship by the European Union. There were also concrete solidarity proposals with specific struggles for the withdrawal of the UN troops from Haiti, in solidarity with Honduras and Paraguay, who have suffered coups d'etat recently, 2009 and 2012 respectively. The plenary sessions also acknowledged feminism as a way to struggle against the patriarchal capital system and called to strengthen the struggles against transnational corporations and in defense of well-living. The final declaration, according to Forero, makes reference to the discussions and outcomes of the plenary sessions, and in this way it is very diverse. The document features the global crisis as an environmental, social, economic, financial, and energy crisis. The declaration also criticized extractivism, the destruction of social policies in Europe, and the deepening of neoliberal policies both in Europe and in Latin America and the Caribbean.
You are listening to Real World News.